This meeting is now being recorded.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the weekly cross-community work group on internet governance conference call on Friday, the 22nd of April, 2016. We have a small agenda today of various discussion topics relating to internet governance, and as it's one of these calls, we're now alternating between calls where the working group works its own internals on the one side, and on the other side, we have calls that deal solely with internet governance issues and policy issues. Today is a policy call. Before we start, let's have a roll call, please. Deirdre?
So we have just from ICANN, Nigel and Hickson and Benny Markovsky, and then your president, Olivier, with Farzan Badi, is that correct?
Farzan Badi, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for this, Deirdre. It's Olivier Krapanoblon speaking. And do we have anybody else on the call who is not on the Adobe Connect?
No, I don't see anybody.
I don't see anyone. Okay, well, this is just a very small call or small number of attendees today. I guess everyone will be able to listen to this call later on when they listen to the recording. The agenda today is just a discussion about the CSTD update, the WSIS forum, the IGF MAG, the ITU WTSA. What a whole lot of acronyms, and maybe we can shed some light over the activities of each one of these organizations or working groups. First is the review of the action items from our last call, and there were none, so that can swiftly be pushed aside for us to go and dig into the discussion topics. And we'll start with the update on the CSTD, the Computer Science and Technology, what's the D for again? Anyway, I'll hand the floor over to, is it Nigel Hickson or Benny who are going to speak about this?
Sorry, yes, I was on mute. Yeah. Good afternoon, Nigel Hickson here. So the CSTD is the Commission on Science and Technology for Development. It's a commission. It's a UN commission run by UNCTAD, the United Nations Development Bureau here in Geneva. The commission meets every year in a plenary session, and I'll put the agenda on in the chat when I can find it again. I found it earlier, and now I've lost it again. But and the meetings look at basically sort of scientific innovation issues, but including the WSIS process. So on these calls we've discussed before CSTD meetings, notably in the run up to the WSIS Plus 10 review last year, the CSTD conducted a major review of the 10 years of the WSIS process, and that review formed the basis of a recommendation from CSTD, or a resolution from CSTD, which was formed this time last year, or in May, June last year, and which was fairly an influential input into the UN General Assembly discussions in New York in December last year. So the CSTD meets every year in a plenary session, and is meeting this year on the 9th to the 13th of May. The agenda basically is in, and I'll put it on in the link, is in sort of two parts. One is on science and technology for innovation and science policy in general, which of course is somewhat outside of ICANN's purview. But the other issue is looking at the forward-looking process on the WSIS Plus 10 outcomes from New York. The WSIS Plus 10 UN General Assembly output document reaffirmed the role of CSTD in terms of forming the annual ICT for development resolution, which goes from CSTD to ECOSOC in New York. And there will be a discussion in the May plenary on the outcome of the UN General Assembly meeting, and also the task of the CSTD to establish a working group on enhanced cooperation, which we've already touched on in this group before. So one of the paragraphs of the resolution coming out of New York, the output document was the instructions for CSDD to establish this working group on enhanced cooperation, or re-establish this working group, because there was a working group previously, a couple of years ago. So I'll stop there, but happy to answer questions, obviously. Zeni will probably have something to add.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. Clépin de Blanc speaking, and so the floor is open for any questions or comments. I was going to ask you one question on the actual remit of the CSTD. I mean, what does it actually feed into afterwards? Does this feed into the IGF process as well? Does this feed into the WESIS process? You know, if the CSTD reaches decisions on something, where does it go afterwards?
Well, in our area, I mean, the CSTD is essentially a commission, so it's not passing resolutions in the sense of making UN resolutions. So nothing from the CSTD, if you like, goes to the Security Council or anything like that. But the commission does form recommendations and policy in terms of science and technology for development. So, for instance, it comes out with recommendations on science policy, which governments then might or might not adopt. And it feeds in our area in terms of the World Summit on the Information Society. It each year it creates a resolution, a draft UN resolution, which then goes to ICT for development, which includes some references usually to WSIS and to internet governance, and that resolution then goes to ECOSOC, which is the Economic and Social Committee of the UN in New York, and then from there the resolution is debated and then eventually adopted by the UN as an actual resolution. So it's the first stage in a process of having a resolution adopted by the UN. But it doesn't feed into the IGF. The IGF is a very separate process.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking. And the second question I had, and not seeing any hands. Oh, there is a hand actually. Let me just pass the floor then over to Farzan Ebadi, who has a question or a comment. As far as I know, you might be muted. We can't hear you at the moment. Okay, she will be back. She has a technical problem at the moment. Okay, no worries. In the meantime, then, I was going to ask you, so currently, Nigel, Peter Major is the current chair of CSTD. I understand there are elections that are coming up. It's a yearly thing, isn't it? And is it a yearly post, and then are there elections coming up for a follow-up chair, or is there no move in that department?
Yes, thank you, Olivier, and I should have had the complete facts at my fingertips here. So essentially, it is an election, but not in the normal sense of an election, in that, you know, people can put up their hands and nominate each other. There's a process involved in terms of who is a vice chair, and the chairman is the chairs are rotating in terms of regions. Although I'm not sure it's completely strict. So we would expect. Peter Major is obviously representing Hungary. So we would expect a non-European country to assume the chair next. And I think it's from Asia. No doubt we could probably work out who it was, but I haven't got it right in front of me. But yes, Peter Major was appointed chair last year, so last May 2015, and he steps down during this meeting, and the new chair will be appointed. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this. And Nigel, it's Olivia speaking. Are there also, are the vice chairs also rotating as well on a yearly basis?
Yeah, yes. I mean, I think vice chairs can be reappointed, but certainly they're up for election.
Okay, so then comes my question, and it's as follows. How is there continuity in the work of the CSTD if the leadership changes every year? Is there a process by which continuity is assured, or is really the chair and the vice chairs, are they actually supporting the work and directing the work in the way that it's going, or do they just make sure the trains run on time?
Well, this is Switzerland, so the trains always run on time. Essentially, there's a secretariat to CSTD, and the secretariat obviously maintain the process. And there are some items which are continuous, if you like, items that appear on one agenda and then appear on the next agenda because development has taken place in the meantime. Whereas I think the chairs also have an input into the agenda. So, for instance, in the intersessional meeting we had in January in Budapest, there was a discussion on sustainable development for cities and intelligent cities. And I think that was that was at the wish of the chair or the vice chairs. So the agenda is to an extent made up of items. You know, that the chairs might determine, but also because of the progress of the committee in determining science policy.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. So Olivia speaking. And last question on the topic, what is ICANN's interest specifically in CSTD?
Well, I mean, others will have a view here. I mean, given that CSTD has an input into the WSIS process, because the WSIS process covers internet governance writ large, so to speak, and includes obviously the WSIS process and the WSIS documents and the Tunis agenda, include references to the way that critical internet resources are managed and the multi-stakeholder process. So we have an input in, we have a very keen interest in the WSIS process, of course, hence our involvement in the run-up and in the actual discussions at the UNGA last year on the WSIS Plus 10 review. And we also have a general interest in ICT for development because some of those aspects include references to the domain name system or the use of domain names in one respect or another. Obviously, some of the debates at CSTD on science and technology for innovation are not germane to ICANN.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Olivia speaking. So the floor is still open. Any other questions? As far as I know, have you been able to change your browser?
We would expect.
Hi. Yes, I can speak now.
Fantastic. You have the floor, as far as I know.
Okay, great. Thank you. Olivia, you asked my question. I wanted to know what sort of interest ICANN has in this process. My impression is that, and Nigel can correct me, is that ICANN would like the UN to hold on to these multi-stakeholder principles for internet governance, and that's why it keeps contributing and keeps kind of observing the process. I want to know how effective ICANN is in contributing to the process. Are they observers or like active participants?
Thank you. Not Nigel Hickson here. Very good question, and it's a shame that Marilyn Cade is not on the call, in that she would be able to give a sort of fairly lucid explanation of the history of the participation of different stakeholders at CSTD. I think it's fair to say that when the Commission for Science and Technology for Development took on, if you like, the responsibility for looking at the WSIS process, and I think that was perhaps eight or nine years ago, when they first took it on, there were not any stakeholders at all. The Commission for Science and Technology for Development was just the member states, and the member states rotate on an annual basis. And although stakeholders were sometimes called in to give a talks or whatever, there was no stakeholder engagement at the table. And but pressure from the likes of Marilyn Cade and others resulted in observers being allowed into the CSDD process. So now there is a formal recognition of the technical community and civil society and business at the table, and you know we have our place, so to speak. It's true to say that the UN processes dictate to an extent that we talk after the member states, but we do have a place at the table, and we are able to talk during the debates. I mean, perhaps at the end, but you know, we are able to contribute. So I think on particular issues like the WSIS process, I mean, ICANN has been reasonably influential in the process. Not just ICANN, but you know, members of the wider technical community or civil society, etc., in upholding, as you say, the sort of the multi-stakeholder process. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. Any other questions? Okay, so no further questions. I think we can move on. And the next topic is the WSIS Forum, which is taking place in Geneva in May. So again, it's going to be, I think it takes place just before the CSTD meets. And what we have for the WSIS Forum 2016 is pretty much what we had last year, as in there are a couple of sessions. I'll speak to you about the session that this working group is putting together, and that's one on the CCWG accountability process and to some extent the actual proposal itself of the CCWG accountability. I've put a link in the chat for a wiki page that we have created that has a list of all the panelists. The provisional list, there are a couple of people that are still to be confirmed, but Matthew Shears has definitely confirmed for being the person in charge of moderation for this session. And a small, emails have now been exchanged, and so we're working through the session flow itself. We have material that was sent by support staff for the CCWG accountability. So we just have to cut down on the, I think it's like 80 slides or 90 slides. We'll pick 7 or 8 of them to explain the process and then leave it to the moderator and to the different participants or panelists to be able to fill the 75 minutes that we have at the WSIS Forum. I believe that there will be a pre-meeting meeting or call possibly next week for the call, or pre-meeting meeting that will take place on site on the very morning of that session. But it's one of these sessions where Matthew Shears isn't too concerned. He's got a pretty good idea of where we want to go on this. And I think that all of the other panelists are such stellar performers that this will be, this hopefully should draw the crowds and should draw enough people for the session. Last year we had a full house, so let's see how we do this year. And I'm not sure regarding the actual printing of a glossary and so on, but I gather that Nigel's got that well in hand. That's the update on my side. Nigel, do you have anything else to add?
Yes, thank you very much, Olivier. Nigel Hickson here. So, yes, I mean, the WSIS Forum is nearly upon us, and minds are turning to it, I suppose. So it involves quite a lot of different sessions for ICANN, but for this cross-community working group, as you say, the session on accountability and the slide deck came from the IANA transition team, and we will do a glossary of terms as well for the session. In addition to this cross-community working group on accountability session, which is on the Thursday, we have a session on GTLDs, the reviews being undertaken in preparation for a prospective next round, and that is that session takes place on the Monday. That's a workshop being organised by GDD with community members as well. There is also a session that's being sponsored by the NCUC and on civil society engagement, based on sort of geographic factors, and we're helping facilitate that where we can as staff. That takes place, I think, on the Thursday as well. And there is another session that Bill Drake is sponsoring as well on the IANA process. So there's a number of other sessions which involve sort of ICANN community, which is, of course, you know, very positive. In addition to that, Akram Atallah, the acting CEO, will be there for the high-level track. At the high-level track, he'll be speaking on the Tuesday morning. And we'll have a booth, as we discussed on this call, for a presentation of literature and other materials. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. And you mentioned Bill Drake's session being about IANA. Was it not actually about internet fragmentation? I thought that was the – Bill Drake is having a session on Monday afternoon on internet fragmentation. Was that what you were referring to, or is that another session?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, not IANA. There's too many sessions. Yes, Internet fragmentation, and it, yes, I think it clashes with the other session on GTLDs. But yes, so I think in all there's sort of four sessions or four workshops which involve community people or being organised by community people or by staff or whatever. So it's quite a lot of people will be there. In addition to that, probably apologies, I should mention that the civil society engagement staff at ICANN are organising a lunchtime briefing session on ICANN and civil society engagement, which is taking place on the Wednesday lunchtime at Diplo, just across the road from the ITU. And that's no doubt there'll be some further information about that in due course. Thank you.
Yes, thanks very much for this, Nigel. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and I believe, it's the Geneva Internet Platform. Next steps in enhancing ICANN accountability is the topic of discussion on the 4th, Wednesday the 4th. I must correct you on one thing that you have said earlier, that Bill Drake's session clashes with the ICANN new GTLD program reviews and lessons learned. Actually, that's not the case. They both are on Monday. The new GTLD program reviews and lessons learned is from 14:30 until 16:15. And then afterwards, internet fragmentation is from 16:30 until 18:15. So they are not clashing. You could go to both sessions.
Thank you.
Which is great news.
Thank you, Olivier. Sorry about that.
Okay, thanks. Any questions? I see Fazane having her hand up. So Fazane, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Fazane Badi speaking. So I'm looking at the list of speakers, and I know that the process that you've had for selecting the speakers was kind of like in a small group. I just wanted to suggest that on this page you say how you came up with this list. And Also, the other thing that I wanted to, well, because kind of like people who are new to this really don't understand how things work or how things are organized. So, and I think we should also put emphasis on what is ICANN as like the corporation sessions and like what sort of sessions are done by the ICANN community, which is NCUC or ALAC. And, well, that was it. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Farzana. It's Olivier speaking. So on the your first question, how the people were selected, in previous times, having to select people for the public meeting that we had in Marrakesh, there was an enormous amount of email that went to the overall public mailing list, this working group's mailing list, and a number of people complained that discussing potential panelists and so on was not something to be done out of respect, not something to be done so publicly as such. So what we did ask was for a small working group to be created. I know the request actually went first on one of the calls. We asked if there were any volunteers, but we also made a request on the mailing list, and we should have probably repeated the request under the mailing list if anybody was interested in joining that small working group. It is the small working group that made the selections of the panel. And in fact, many of the panelists that are here are panelists that we managed to get because they were already coming to the WISIS forum. One of the problems being that not everyone is coming there, and if it's just to appear on one panel in Geneva, it's we had a lot of people saying no, I'm sorry, can't make it. So as far as the geographical balance is concerned, it's not that great. It doesn't do that well, but we've tried our best, both in geographical and gender balance, unfortunately some of our choices to have a better geographical balance were quashed in that the person wasn't traveling to Geneva and was not planning to attend. We gave up on the idea of having remote panelists. Last year we did have one remote panelist, but the system worked so badly that, in fact, I'm afraid she never had a chance to say anything, which was really a shame. But on this occasion, we thought, let's not even try so that we don't disappoint the person who is there following remotely. On the second point that you've made regarding having sessions marked as being either community-sourced or staff-sourced, that's obviously something that we can do. I don't quite know whether it's understood outside of ICANN, though. And in the way that these were filed, these sessions were applied for, it was ICANN staff that applied for both this session, the WISIS forum at one on INS accountability, sorry, ICANN accountability, and the one on the from the GDD. They filed both requests. I don't know if there's a way to make a difference between the two. We can certainly put it in the explanation and the agenda of the topic itself.
Olivia, not Nigel here. Just on that, on the when one applies for a session, one has to put down who is applying. So for the cross community working group session on IANA accountability, I mean it's clearly the cross community working group. I mean my name appears because I filed the application, but it's on the behest of the cross community working group, whereas the one on that NCUC is on behalf of NCUC. That's made clear as well. Whereas the one for generic top-level domains is on behalf of ICANN's Global Domains Division. So I think it's clear on the agenda, although obviously there still can be confusion.
Yeah, thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. I know it's on the chat that Marilyn Cade can mention or explain how the submission process works. Marilyn, can you say a few words?
Sure. Thanks for this. And thanks for the question, Farzana, but also, Nigel, thank you for making the submission. So there is a there's a fairly complex but open process to participate. It opens several months before with a an open session. I typically, if I'm in Geneva, attend those open sessions. You can participate remotely, and perhaps we might just add to our calendar of events a follow-up on planning ahead for Witness Forum 2017, taking into account how the process works. So there's an open call, and then people can submit ideas for workshops. The Witness Forum population is very different from the ICANN ecosystem population, and I think we need to, you know, take that into account. We're influencing and contributing a much larger and more development platform. You can apply, anyone can apply for a workshop, but the workshops are then allocated based on how they fit into themes that have been identified through the public call for comments. So, on the other hand, intergovernmental organizations and international organizations do get some priority, just as they do at the IGF, in being able to ask for a workshop. So you'll see, or a session. So you'll see, for instance, and I'm not going to bore you guys with this, but you'll see, for instance, on the full agenda of the Witness Forum, this year's priority is affecting how the action lines and the SDGs come together. So when requests were received, they were evaluated against whether or not they contribute to the achievement of the SDGs by 2030. This particular submission was framed, and I want to compliment Nigel and others who worked on this, Olivier, myself, of course, but Faizana and others, that we created this in a way to talk about how multi-stakeholder is contributing to the larger internet governance ecosystem, and I think that's a really important point. The other thing I'll just say, and I attend the Witness Forum for other reasons. I will, in fact, be a co-facilitator of the high-level sessions this year. But if, you know, perhaps we should digest the Witness Forum agenda when we, after this Witness Forum, since it is formative, and think about whether we should be proposing a different approach to participation in the Witness Forum for the CCWGIG next year, which might be more inclusive of even trying to provide travel funding, because really I worked very hard, so did Olivier, to try to find speakers from other countries, from all of the different groups, and since there was no funding, it was a real challenge.
Thanks very much for this, Marilyn. That's very helpful and a very good rundown on how things work at WISIS Forum. A good suggestion for this, and we no doubt will have a long discussion post WISIS Forum 2016. Farzana Nebati, you have the floor.
Sure.
Hi, yes, Farzana Nebati. Thank you, Marilyn, for that. And you've covered what I wanted to just, the point I wanted to make is that, so this crowd is not familiar with ICANN, how it works, and if they think that ICANN as a corporation has come to talk about its own accountability, they might be surprised. So I think, I just wanted to reiterate that you should be able to tell the crowd how the process worked, and it was not like ICANN as a corporation to come up with accountability mechanisms. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Farzana. It's Olivier speaking. And I think that certainly the moderator of the session will, in his introductory comments, need to explain where we are and how we got there, and certainly need to explain and emphasize the fact that this whole process was community-driven, and that this workshop itself is community-driven as well. It's a good point that you're making, that, of course, from outside, ICANN looks just like the corporation, and there's no differentiation between the community and ICANN board or ICANN staff. Any other comments on this?
Nigel here, just to note that indeed from Vazhne is a useful distinction. We did a briefing in just as an aside. We did a briefing in Geneva last night to missions and to IGOs on the IANA process, including the accountability recommendations. Teresa Swinehart is here in Geneva this week. And that was a question that was raised, which I suppose we just talk about the ICANN accountability process. And, you know, one of the missions asked, why would ICANN be interested in enhanced accountability? You know, which was a good question. And, you know, it was made clear that it wasn't ICANN staff or ICANN board, not that I'm saying we're against the process, but it was a community-driven process because of certain reasons. And I think that's an important point to be made.
All right, thanks for this additional information, Nigel. And let's then, seeing the clock move forward, let's move on then to the IGF MAC consultations. And the news this week is that there has been a call for proposals. I'm putting this in the chat, a link to the call for proposals. And for this, I guess, shall I just hand the floor to, is it Nigel Hickson again on this, or who wishes to speak about this? I know that, Marilyn, you're also on the MAC, so perhaps maybe you wish to say a few words on this.
Sure. And then let me speak as a MAG member and then invite Nigel and you, Olivier, as you attended the meeting, to also comment. The IGF held its first consultation, which is a full-day open consultation followed by 2 days of the MAG meeting, which are also open. Transcripts are available. We made a number of decisions, and I want to highlight three that I think are particularly interesting for the CCWGIG. One, the call for workshop proposals, and the fact that we will be the call is open. We're trying to get bottom-up ideas, but we are suggesting some general framework so that we will be able to categorize workshops. We're also working with the MAG and the Secretariat are working with the host country. The event this year will be held in a UNESCO heritage site, which is very unique, and that means it's a build-out site. So there's much more opportunity for unique settings for special sessions in the village, but the workshops will have probably more limitations. There are many, many rooms for workshops and many, many rooms for large sessions. The MAG is working right now on fine-tuning the criteria for workshops so that even though there's a call out for workshop proposals, there will be structure and ideas provided so workshop submitters have some sense that they're not wasting their time. They're submitting something into a process where they have a likelihood of being approved. There's also discussion about doing kind of a special approach, which I'm going to call pop-ups, but that's not the right term. There's a better term for it, but having different places in the a village where 30-minute presentations could be scheduled according to many criteria, so not the kind of full workshop criteria, but many criteria. Might be a corner for youth, might be a corner for entrepreneurs and SMEs, and that would help to provide more opportunities for participation, but limit the demand on the workshops. The MAG agreed to continue the limitation on MAG members not to submit workshops since they evaluate workshops, and to call for MAG members to participate in no more than three events in their capacity, and to focus on bringing in new voices from the community. The next MAG consultation is scheduled for the week of July the 11th through the 15th. The location is still being debated based on a doodle poll. The options are Mexico and Geneva and New York. My latest insight looks like Geneva due to travel cost and time cost, but the possibility of the third consultation being in Mexico is probably pretty high. The host country wants to organize the high-level event in a special way to focus on innovation and to ensure that ministers attend, but that it is also open to participation more broadly than perhaps it has been in the past. So I think I'm out of time.
Thanks for this, Marilyn. Olivier Clépin of Nell speaking. And I heard you speak about the size of the location and the number of rooms that are available for both workshops and plenaries. Is there going to be a reduction in the number of parallel tracks compared to what we had in previous years? Or is the number going to be the same or maybe increased?
So the MAG discussed the fact that in the main sessions in Brazil, there was very low attendance, while in the main sessions, and the rooms looked empty. But in Indonesia, the main session rooms were only held 500 people, and they were filled. So the MAG is talking about different approaches, including limiting the number. Right now, there are something like 12 to 14 proposals for main sessions, but the MAG is trying to winnow those down. The one thing I wanted to mention for CCWGIG is that there was an agreement to give a main session this year to the National and Regional IGF initiatives, now shorthand called the NRIs, and they are organizing your own session. So for anyone on the CCWGIG, and I'll post that later, if I might, Olivier, for anyone on the CCWGIG, you know, we don't want to do that work here. We want to send people off to the other list. But I think that's a really interesting idea, as well as the fact that Connecting the Next Billion Phase 2 was accepted as a priority for intersessional work, along with continuing work on dynamic coalitions and the best practice forums. And there's a lot of people on this list, they're not on this call today, but a lot of people on this list that I think would find that announcement useful. So perhaps we should think about how we draft something and post.
Thanks, Marilyn. It's Olivier speaking. Well, please just feel free to post it and forward it onto the mailing list, and then, you know, the participants can read it and can take part in this. Or at least they can act on it if they wish to. Farzaneh, you have the floor. Farzaneh Baidi.
Farzaneh Baidi. Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, Marilyn. I was wondering if CCWGIG wants to submit a proposal. Is it within, does CCWGIG do that at all? Or I can.
Yeah, thanks, Fazan. It's Olivia speaking. So last year, the CCWGIG submitted a proposal which was to explain the INS stewardship transition process. And it was, I wouldn't say a copy, but another version of the workshop that the working group had put together for the WISIS forum. This year, I guess the big question is whether we want to, again, have a session on this, and whether we want to touch on, I guess, what could be on the table is the CCWG accountability process. And that might be something of interest to people in the IGF as well. But I don't know. I mean, we're so few people on this call, I don't think it's for us to decide. But we can certainly ask on the working group on our mailing list if there is interest in doing something like this. That's the obvious topic that I would have suggested is the one that might be of interest to people at the IGF. Farzaneh?
Farzaneh Baidi. So I was just asking if there is a possibility to submit. So if CCWG does that, then I think we can discuss this on the mailing list. Just two things. On accountability, we submitted a workshop last year and it got rejected. And one of the comments by MAG member was, oh, what does that have to do with internet governance? Which is quite interesting. So that's one thing that, so when we are drafting if anything about accountability, we have to be very clear. The other thing is that there is a dynamic coalition on accountability of internet governance organizations in general that we have started, and we need to kind of activate it. So if anyone, I can also provide information on CCWG. I don't think it's a good, I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but yeah.
Thanks for this, Farzaneh. It's Olivier speaking. So it might be worth, if we are to pursue the potential topic of accountability, first to, of course, format the workshop proposal in a way that it makes it very clear that this is all about internet governance and a very novel way of bringing accountability to organizations that have a very significant part in the way the internet works. But secondly, to also look in the direction of the Dynamic Coalition on Accountability for any speakers, perhaps, that could be taking part in this in any panel that we might put together. I guess we're not at this level yet, and probably the next step for this is to ask our mailing list if there is taste or interest in having a workshop at IGF. Nigel, you haven't said much on this. Is ICANN going to submit workshops at IGF as well?
ICANN,
as in, you know, they obviously ICANN, Marilyn mentions there's the public forum, or open forums, sorry, that's there, that ICANN gets. So, yeah, over to you.
Yes, thank you, Nigel Hickson. Well, it's not for me to sort of give an opinion on what the CCWG should do, although I think it was a successful exercise last year at the IGF that we held such a session, and I'm sure that in general people would welcome the CCWG holding, or at least applying for another session. As Marilyn said, it's obviously up to approval from the MAG. I mean, ICANN itself is, has this open forum, which in the last couple of years I think has been a very open sort of open in the sense that there hasn't been a specific theme. It's been an opportunity where the chair and CEO can listen to the wider internet community and their views on ICANN issues. But we haven't discussed that yet as ICANN staff, although I'm pretty confident that we'll probably ask or we will go for an open theme again. In terms of other workshops or that we might want to propose, we haven't discussed this yet. I mean, it is just worth noting, of course, that the IGF is not till December, but there will be no internet governance public session at the next ICANN meeting in Finland, although perhaps there could be one at the following one in October. So whether that is relevant, I'm not that sure. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Krepanoblanc speaking. What I would suggest is we send this or forward this call for workshop proposals to the cross-committee working group on Internet Governance mailing list. And from there, we start discussing on whether this working group wants to move forward with this. Fazlane mentions, no, there will be no public session of CCWGIG in Helsinki. The meeting in Helsinki is a short meeting, so there are no opportunities to have a public session, although from what I've understood, and apparently the schedules are still changing, most afternoons we'll see discussions on specific topics in a plenary style way with all of the ICANN communities together. But it's another, the whole preparation for Helsinki is probably the topic of a call that we'll have to have in the next call that we'll have next week. So that's what we have on IGF MAG consultations. The closing date for submission of a workshop proposal is the 6th of June. So we still have time to discuss this. As I said, so an action item is to send that call for workshop proposals to the to our mailing list. Next, any other comments on this?
Yes, I apologize. I missed the CSTD update, and can we come back to that after you do the WTSA?
Yeah, we'll do the WTSA, and then we'll give you the floor for CSTD update. And in fact, Nigel Hickson mentioned you and said it's a pity Marilyn isn't there. So you are with us. We'll loop back to you afterwards. Let's just go into ITU WTSA. That's another of these lesser-known fora, the World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly. It's held every 4 years. It's back in action this year. And so I guess I can hand the floor. Is it Nigel or Venny who will speak about this?
Yeah, I mean, happy to say a few words very briefly. I mean, perhaps we, given the time, we can always come back to this at another occasion. But I think it's just worth flagging that, yes, this is the World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly. So this is one of the main ITU conferences in addition to the Plenipotentiary, the Wireless Conference, and the Developmental Conference every 4 years, each of them. So, and this is taking, WTSA takes place at the end of October, early November. It actually clashes with the current dates of the ICANN meeting, which is somewhat of a shame. It's being hosted in Tunisia. And it's the assembly looks at the work program for the telecommunications sector. The telecommunications sector covers internet-related issues in terms of issues like addressing and naming and the Internet of Things. And the assembly looks at the work program that the various study groups should carry out. It looks at what the study groups should be doing and looks at any rationalization for the study group, and also can pass sort of resolutions on things, on issues that could possibly be relevant to ICANN, such as naming and addressing or IPv6. So it is relevant. There are regional preparations underway. We have a European one next week in Switzerland, but there are a number of other regional preparations that are already taking place to ascertain what the regional positions are on different aspects. And no doubt we can brief the working group further as it becomes clearer what the main issues are going to be at the meeting itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. Are the resolutions of WTSA binding in any way?
Actually, Nigel, if I might, let me comment on that. It isn't that the resolutions are binding, but the problem is that from the TSA, from the T-sector perspective, the governments take them forward and make them binding at a national level. So resolutions are not considered binding, but particularly from the developing countries, they implement them.
Thanks for this, Marilyn. It's an interesting response of how the work of WTSA is then used by national governments to make them binding. A similar question to Nigel on the question that we asked regarding CSTD. In what way does ICANN engage in WTSA? Is it as a specific type of organization? What kind of say does it have in there?
I mean, just to note that ICANN take these assemblies quite serious in a serious way. So our regional global stakeholder engagement teams, where it's appropriate and possible, attend the regional preparation meetings. As I say, we have one in Europe next week, which I'll attend. We had our African team attending one recently, I think, in, not sure where it was, but somewhere. They look at what and they contribute to the discussion on the preparation of resolutions. And as Marilyn said, these resolutions are important because they because most countries do something with the resolutions. If certainly in the UK, if the UK signs up to a resolution, then generally some action is taken as a result of the content of that resolution. And also, some of the resolutions aren't aimed at member states. You know, they're not saying countries should paint telephone boxes red or yellow or whatever. They're aimed at the ITU itself, saying the ITU should work on this particular issue, or the ITU should look further at another issue. And what comes out on these resolutions is sometimes taken forward in the plenipotentiary, where resolutions are passed at the plenipotentiary. So it influences the content of the debate at the plenipotentiary.
Thanks, Nigel. Olivier speaking. And is this all just purely governments in general?
Well, no. So the standardization assembly is an assembly made up of all the ITU members. So that's the member states, the governments, plus the sector members, which are businesses, academic members, and some other institutions. I mean, ICANN is not a sector member. So we work through other sector members, or sometimes we're invited as observers to take place in these discussions.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Nigel. And it's Olivia speaking. And no doubt on the next call or in 2 weeks' time, you will be able to loop back to us on the discussions that have taken place in Lucerne, I believe, in Switzerland, at the end of next week. We are looping back then to the CSTD update with Marilyn Cade, as time is of the essence. Marilyn, you have the floor.
Thank you. My apologies for being delayed. I'm just going to beg your indulgence as a mother fox with three kittens has moved into my backyard, and 30 feet from my back door, I now live with wildlife, and that means it's very scary. So thank you for your indulgence, and it is quite scary. CSTD, on the other hand, is the Commission on Science and Technology for Development. I don't know what you briefed on before, so I'll just cover a couple of important facts. CSTD is the commission under UNCTAD, and I know, Farzana, we need to decode all of our acronyms, under the United Nations overall committee agency that has responsibility for trade and development, UNCTAD, the CSTD, the Commission on Science and Technology for Development, sits in that overall UN agency. It is the expert agency invited by the United Nations to be the advisor on science and technology for development in 2006 through some useful engagement, which I was involved in, as well as many, many others. We moved the oversight of WISIS follow-up to CSTD, which meant that at each CSTD meeting, there will be resolutions developed that affect the future of WISIS follow-up, but also the IGF and also a separate resolution on science and technology for development. This meeting will be chaired by Peter Major, who will be the from Hungary, who is the outgoing chair. There will be an election of a new chair during the meeting, although we all remember that at the end of the year last year, there was a outcome document from the United Nations establishing a 10-year extension of the IGF and notably not referencing a call for action on what ICANN does. You need to understand that every year through the CSTD process, the governments get another bite at the apple. They could write a resolution, which would, we will write a resolution. Elements in the resolution could include calls for action to evaluate something related to the IANA transition or to questioning the 10-year extension that then goes to ECOSOC and then goes to the UN General Assembly. Normally, we will also launch at this CSTD, we will relaunch the Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation. And that working group is very much a creation of the dissatisfaction of certain governments that stakeholders are allowed to have a role. The good news, I hope, the good news is that at least from the business side, I will be one of the five representatives. And I believe from the technical side, Nigel will be one of the five representatives. There was a complicated process driven by the stakeholders themselves to come up with their five nominations. The group will not meet in May, but it will be proposed or created in May, and then ECOSOC will have to approve its creation. It's going to be really important for us going forward, and looking forward, I would say that when the group meets, it would be helpful to continue to have a flow of information back and forth to the CCWGIG. Normally, this group reaches the Science and Technology for Development Ministers. They're a new category and a very useful category, and I will just mention that there are some governments that attend the ICANN MAG that bridge this, including Thailand and a couple of other countries where because they've been involved in CSTD and they're involved now in ICANN and they're involved in the IGF, they're creating a more horizontal look and feel. It's a small group, but it would be good to grow it. I agree with you, Nigel. There's no official announcement. I was just commenting on what's been submitted to the chair. It is up to the chair to decide, and I understand we're being held up by the fact that the WEOG countries have five applicants for four roles, so we're still waiting. So that will probably actually not be resolved until the CSTD meeting itself. I will be at the CSTD meeting. I'm sure Nigel will. And I don't know, Olivier, if you might be, but we could perhaps do a doodle asking for who will be there and who might be following remotely.
Thanks very much for this, Marilyn. That's a good idea. Let's have an action item then to send a doodle to the mailing list asking about CSTD. Who will be there and who will follow remotely, remote participation? And I guess these can just be two boxes, maybe two doodles. I'm not sure how to do it, but we'll work it out with Desiree on this. Okay, any other points or comments? So thanks for this update, Marilyn. It's been great to complete the update from Nigel on this. We have reached the end of this call. We've reached the end of the allocated time as well. Is there any other business to discuss? I see Fazane has put her hand up. Fazane Badi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivia. Sorry, I just wanted to, I didn't, sorry if I missed that, but if we can kind of be clear on what we're going to do at Helsinki with CCWGIG with the mailing list and discuss what we're going to do. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for this, Fazan. It's Olivia speaking. So the call next week will be all about internal discussions on preparations and so on. So one will be the obviously the preparations for Helsinki. It looks like we will have a face-to-face meeting, but not a public meeting at the moment. We'll work it out on next week's call. Of course, we'll also have a call for topics to be discussed on next week's call. So if anybody has any suggestions on this call, then please say so before I close the call. Okay, no other topics then. So at the moment, we've got preparation for Helsinki as being one of the topics to discuss.
Wait. I have a topic.
Marilyn Kay, do you have the floor?
I understand that the incoming CEO has met with staff about internet governance. Perhaps it would be really good for him to come and meet with the CCWG, not for us to argue our differences, but for us to advance the importance of ICANN continuing to be engaged in the internet governance ecosystem. We have different views on some things that the past CEO did. I don't want to go into those. I, in fact, want to ensure that this CEO understands that ICANN's engagement in the external events, both by supporting staff, but supporting the community through funding, such as fellowships, travel for the IGF itself, but those are very important. I understand the board just basically travels and submits its travel. I would prefer to see a tighter approach, which supported the community. But my point is just the expertise on internet governance resides in the CCWGIG. And I don't want to lose that. I don't want it to be briefed only by the staff, as interesting and excellent as they are. I just saw that Nora's done something with Stanford University, which was kind of, okay. But that had no visibility to us, and at least the CCWG should have visibility on all of the activities that are relative to internet governance. Not oversight, but insight.
Thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. So what I suggest is we have this on our next call. We have this topic for discussion on our next call. As to having the next ICANN CEO on one of our calls, we can certainly do that. But I would say, though, that perhaps we need to wait for him to settle in his seat. I'm not even sure that he's not even started yet. When is he starting? I don't even have this at the top of my head, but I think it's sometime in May.
Yes, it's...
I said I need to be clear. I meant a meet and greet during Helsinki. I didn't mean a previous discussion.
Okay, so in Helsinki, okay, yeah.
Just a meet and greet. Here's who we are. We come from, we go around the room. We do 30 seconds. Hi, I'm engaged in internet governance, blah, 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 blah. And we just do a meet and greet to start out.
Great topic for our face-to-face meeting. I think that would be perfect to have in our face-to-face meeting in Helsinki. But we'll continue building on this during our next call. I am mindful of the time. So thanks to everyone who has joined us today. Those people who are listening on the recording, please all follow up on the mailing list. And we have a few action items here. Can I ask, Deirdre, did you take the action items down?
I have a couple of action items in preparation for the Helsinki that is to face with a sub-item of perhaps meeting with the next CEO of ICANN. And do you have another one?
There was another action item, yes, which was to send the IGF MAC consultation workshop proposal to the mailing list as well, so that we start a discussion on this.
Yeah.
Workshop proposal.
Sorry, Nigel, I couldn't hear you.
Sorry, this is Nigel. Yeah, I think there were three actions. We've got them all. So we'll take them forward.
Super. Well, thanks very much to everyone on this call. Apologies for our late end to the club, but it was really interesting updates on all of this. So thanks, and speak to you sometime next week. Until then, have a very good weekend. This call is adjourned.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.